You're listening to the Julio from New York Show 2.0, episode 19, for May 15th, 2016. I am your host, Julio from New York, and this here is my audio diaries, where I rant, rave, and reminisce and spew whatever comes to mind. Fair warning, today's episode may contain spoilers about Captain America Civil War. So if you've not seen the movie yet, definitely do not listen to the show until you have, because I may reveal stuff about the movie that you may not want to hear about unless you've already seen the movie and you want to have a discourse. Well, a one-sided discourse anyway, since this is not interactive. And I will be getting right on it when the sound drops, of course. And it shall happen very soon. I'm very excited today. And if you hear the glee, or if you hear better sound quality, you will know in a moment why. I'm so psyched. So here I am again. And the reason I am so excited and, ecstatic even, is that, well, in the last episode, I was talking about how I've ordered myself a Blue Yeti because I had a great deal on it. And I was given a quoted time of 3 weeks. And it took, well, less than a week, obviously, because here it is a week later, and a new episode is being recorded on my brand new Blue Yeti USB mic. So I am very, very excited. I feel like the sound quality sounds better. I definitely hear myself clearer. I love the sound, the shape, the look of it. It has that very retro look, you know, like those old microphones from the old talk show days. I'm just very happy with my new toy. I'm using it right now, fresh out the box, and I couldn't be happier. So, yes, Blue Yeti's here to stay. I will be recording on it, and words can't describe how happy I am about this mic. But maybe when I learn how to use GarageBand, I still haven't gotten around to that. But, of course, this mic will be the mic of choice. I already found myself a buyer for the old Nessie, because, obviously, there's no need for me with to have two USB mics, since I only need the one, and this is more than enough of a mic for me. But moving on to the meat of this episode, and, of course, it is about Captain America Civil War. I saw the movie last weekend, as I mentioned I would, after recording the show. I went over to the movie theaters, saw it. Engorged myself on junk food, and I have to say I really enjoyed the movie. It was really good. I've not seen any of the other Captain America movies before this one. I've only seen this one, and for me it was more of like another Avengers sequel than it was a Captain America movie, since they had so many superheroes in it. And a lot of people on Twitter and, well, all the social media networks anyway, a lot of them are talking about how they're on Team Captain. And based on the trailer, I thought, well, why would you be on Team Captain? He's defying the rules and the law, and he's being a criminal, so to speak. And then, of course, I watched the movie, and I kind of see why a lot of people are going Team America. You know, morally or ethically, if you will, you can kind of see where he's coming from. But that being said, he went about it the wrong way. You know, there are laws for a reason. Without laws, you do not have, you know, society is built upon laws and ordinances and regulations. Without that, you have anarchy. And who is he to be so arrogant to think that he knows all the answers? And I don't think he does. And his friend, you know, regardless of the fact that, you know, he was brainwashed to commit some atrocities in the past. And once again, he went AWOL when someone, you know, said the subliminal messages to wake him up into his sleeper cell kill mode. The fact of the matter is he still committed these crimes. And no matter how out of control he was from his compulsion, he still needs to pay the piper. He needs to face up to those sentences. And there could have been another way to go about it, because like Captain America, Iron Man eventually did find out the truth. I mean, Captain America just blindly believed his friend was innocent and everything, you know, because he's a Boy Scout. He's very much like Superman, except he's a human being with some superhuman abilities due to some kind of super drug that was given to him. But that being said, he could have easily been wrong, but he always thinks he's right. And that's the difference between Captain America and Iron Man. Iron Man doesn't think he knows all the answers all the time. He may be arrogant at times, but he's willing to listen to others, and he's willing to follow the laws that govern our society. And, you know, in the movie, basically what happened, you know, they went to an African country. I think it was Nigeria, but they also mentioned Wakanda, which is the fictional country that the Black Panther comes from, which is another superhero from Marvel. And, of course, in trying to capture these terrorists, they killed a lot of civilians and they caused a lot of havoc. And with that, they had a meeting with us. I'm not sure if it was the Secretary of State or Homeland. I think it was the Secretary of State to discuss their actions. And, you know, basically they went over the history of all their recent skirmishes as the Avengers and the cause and effect of their actions and how they have no accountability. There's no oversight. And frankly, you know, civilians and citizens alike are a little petrified because they can easily get killed. They can become collateral damage to their actions. So the UN and, you know, the whole world, basically, they wanted everyone to meet at the Geneva Convention to sign a treaty of some kind. I forgot. I think it was called the Sokovia Treaty or Sokovia Treaty, something to that effect, which basically would say that the Avengers will be overseen by the United Nations, so that if a world threatening event were to take place, the Avengers wouldn't just attack or act towards, you know, they wouldn't react to the situation until they're given the go-ahead. Because if the United Nations feels it's not necessary for the Avengers to intervene and cause more bad than good, then the Avengers need to, you know, stand down and let things go where they may. And of course, Captain America is against all this. Iron Man, not so much. He signs, not that I'm saying not so much. He's in complete agreement with this because, he also had a guilt trip because he had it after having a TED talk. Someone's mother, you know, showed up to him and basically scolded him for his insensitivity, which at first he was like, what do you mean my insensitivity? What did I, well, he didn't, that word wasn't specifically said, but like he said, what do you mean? I don't care about anybody except myself. And she talks about how, I guess in another movie, I'm not sure if it was Avengers 2 or maybe another Captain America movie, her son was killed. He was a U.S. soldier, and he was doing some kind of humanitarian effort in this place in the world, I don't remember the name already, where the Avengers were, you know, doing their thing, and in the aftermath, her son became collateral damage. So, of course, that guilt, that, you know, that wrought a lot of guilt in Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, and that's why he was in agreement with this treaty, and not just him, but his second-in-command, I forget his name, the Black Iron Man. I think they call him, not U.S. Agent, that's another Captain America soldier. But whatever his name is, he also signs. And basically, the team gets split. Vision, Iron Man, the other Iron Man, I don't know his name. And Black Widow. And they sign the treaty. Captain America refuses to, because he feels that, you know, government's corrupted and blah, blah, blah. And who are they to say that they're right? And, you know, obviously there is corruption in government. That's very true. And, you know, corrupt people may try to use their stuff for evil, so to speak. But that being said, you're just one person. Who are you to enforce your will on the whole world, right? You're just one man. This is at least a conglomerate. It's not just one person telling you to go, you know, go fight my enemies, whether they're bad or good. This is a whole. This is all the countries combined, you know, saying this is a global crisis that we need your help on. which is a lot different than just Captain America blatantly saying, well, this is right and you're wrong, so I'm going to do what I want to do, regardless of laws that are already in place. And that's essentially what happens. He doesn't sign the treaty. This guy causes a terrorist attack, makes himself look like Bucky, which is Captain America's best friend. And so he basically frames him for this terrorist attack. And because of that, Bucky ends up being forced out of hiding, and everyone's out to get him. The Black Panther wants to kill him because he thinks Bucky killed his father, when in fact it was this bad guy. But that being said, this causes a rift between the Avengers, because now those that side with Captain America blindly are fighting Iron Man and everyone else who's trying to take them down, because now they're all criminals because they're doing whatever the hell they want versus what the Secretary of State and the UN has told the Avengers to do. And therein lies the whole plot of the movie. So, you know, there's a lot of battle scenes. Unfortunately, during the big one where Captain America and Bucky are trying to escape to Siberia to the epicenter of where all these other Winter Soldiers are stored, I had to run to the bathroom because I had a freaking, I want to say like a 2 liter almost size of soda, along with a bucket of popcorn. It was a ridiculous price, but there was no, I think it was called the regular size soda and whatever. Point is, the concession stand, they make these oversized snacks. And anyway, I engorged myself on this stuff, and then I couldn't hold it in any longer, and I had to run out. So I saw most of the battle, but I ended up missing the final part where the other, you know, the ones that were on team captain got caught, got apprehended and put in jail. And of course I missed to see Captain America's escape. Anyway, by the time I got back, Captain America escapes. Iron Man goes to the secret their version of Guantanamo. This is an undersea prison that holds that they're holding these you know, Hawkeye, Ant-Man, Falcon, and a couple other allies of Captain America. And, you know, he goes there to interrogate Falcon to find out where did Captain America go, because he finally realized via evidence and going through regulation, he now knows who the real culprit is. It's not Bucky, but it's this other guy who pretended to be Bucky, and they now have to capture that guy. So obviously Captain America is on the trail for that guy. So tell me where Captain America and Bucky went, so I can help them apprehend the real criminal. And they go and, you know, save the day. But no, well, they don't go save the day. But Iron Man gets there, and as they're about to confront the main bad guy, who's just he has no superhuman power whatsoever. He's just a terrorist bad guy. He's a special ops kind of guy for a different country, of course. He plays a tape of one of Winter Soldier's, a.k.a. Bucky's, earlier atrocities. And, of course, the atrocity is when Winter Soldier, a.k.a. Bucky, kills Tony Stark's parents to get the rest of the Super Soldier serum that apparently Tony Stark's father made to bring to Russia so that they can make these other Super Soldiers, which that guy ended up killing anyway. So, because they thought the big plot was going to be that he was not only... was he going to try to use that command on Bucky to make him go, you know, killer mode, but he was also going to reactivate the other Winter Soldiers as well. And it turns out that wasn't his plot at all. His plot, he killed those guys, but he knew that Captain America and Bucky would follow him. So he had them obviously follow him there to ensnare the mental trap, which is now Tony Stark is completely enraged because now he knows who killed his parents. It's Bucky all along. Regardless of the fact that Bucky wasn't himself, he was in Winter Soldier mode because of those stupid commands, he still killed his parents. I mean, come on. He wants to avenge the death of his parents. And the big betrayal is that all this time Captain America knew. And he never told Iron Man or Tony Stark who killed his parents, or that he knew who killed his parents. And why? Because Captain America thinks he's always right. So there you go. Another example of why there has to be laws and regulations, and why you can't trust all the judgments to one person, a.k.a., in this case, Captain America. Because he was wrong in not letting Tony Stark know about that information. Had Tony Stark known of this ages ago, he probably would have been over it by now, right? But no, he finds out in the heat of the moment, and Bucky's right there, looking exactly the same as he did in the video where he killed his parents. And naturally, you know, this is all fresh. This is a fresh wound to Tony Stark. Had he known earlier, when he first meets Captain America several movies ago, I think the first Avengers movie, actually, this wouldn't have been such a big deal to Tony Stark. And so that was the bad guy's revenge scheme, was to get them so enraged that they would destroy themselves from within. And that's how the movie kind of ends, looking like, you know, now that there's a rift between the Avengers, and they've been basically splintered, you know, some that are going to be the actual official Avengers as recognized by the government, and others former Avengers who are no longer part of the Avenger organization, but and they're on the lam. They're now seen as criminals. And that's how the movie pretty much ends, with a, you know, a to be continued kind of ending. You know, cuz Captain America eventually he basically goes into that prison to help his allies. He helps them escape. So it's interesting, and so the movie was great, I should say. It was action-packed. It had a lot of good themes in it. And you can kind of see both sides of the story. You can either be Team Captain America or Team Iron Man. I'm with Team Iron Man. Spider-Man's with Team Iron Man. And I'm a big Spider-Man fan. That's my favorite Marvel superhero. So I go where Spidey goes. But seriously, it was a great movie. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact that I have this new Yeti. I really have nothing else I want to talk about, and we pretty much hit our 15-minute window of me chatting, and I hope I sound a lot better. I feel like I should, or that I do anyway. I mean, it's a freaking Yeti, right? So anyway, if you have any questions, comments, what have you, by all means, you can reach me at juliofromny@gmail.com or go to my website, juliofromny.com. or juliofromnewyorkshow.com. There's contact sections on both those pages, and you can just send me your feedback there. So until next time, talk to you later.